How you doing?
That's fun. I haven't been played on before.
Oh, right. Well, Pam is going to be right here right now.
All right.
Hello? Who's caller on air?
Hi there. This is Tyler Scott. How's it going, Mutiny Radio?
Hey, Tyler Scott. You made it into the Joke Workshop.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Where are you calling from?
I am calling from the hills of Oakland.
Oh, so you're not far away.
No.
Is this your first time calling into MutinyRadio.fm?
This is my second time.
This is second time. I should remember you from before. Sorry about that. So do you have new material you want to run, or do you want to talk? What are you in for today?
I had no idea what was going on. So I'm with Patrick, and Patrick told me to call in.
Oh,
and,
there you go. Yeah, Patty Pancakes. Yeah. Pancakes here.
All right. Cool. So we're doing a joke workshop. That's what's going on.
Well, we can do whatever. I mean, usually on Monday we have there's people here, and usually people do 4-minute sets and they get 4 minutes of commentary. But there's always, you know, a bunch of people here and people bounce ideas off each other and that kind of stuff. But we're also just here, you know, on a Monday hanging out, talking to people, you know, I don't know, spreading information, spreading misinformation,
yeah.
Spreading real news,
I'm
fake news.
I'm prepared for both. I remembered I was particularly excited about some premise I was writing. It's hard to keep track. It's been for the last like 72 hours. I had some like bagels last night, but I've been running on coffee and lots of work and the excitement of making money and providing a crucial service during these crazy times.
Oh yeah, you're one of the people allowed to still make money. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm out there delivering for Bento Cannabis Dispensary.
Oh.
And I realized that I'm one of the few people who still gets to see new people every day.
But do you have a slingshot and you throw the weed at them from outside the car? You like
fling it
across their driveway?
So, I was a little flippant about what to do at first. Just figured like just regular hand washing, but now that it's come out that it's like it's predominantly transmitted like aerosol, like breath. Then I've been pretty good about I wear gloves, I Lysol everything, and I have them stand, so I don't get out of the car, and they stand on outside the passenger door. So, like, there's not, like, a direct light.
Sure, outside the passenger door. I see, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if those old Tide Pod kids could actually make, like, a Lysol pod that people could eat. And then when they breathed on people, they wouldn't transmit the virus, right? Like, should we start a new, like, strange Tide Pod rumor? Like, this is the Lysol test. You stick one of those weird things in your mouth and breathe through it. One of the Lysol pads or something. SOS
pad. That's the only way to, like, do herd immunity is to, you know, get a certain amount of people willing to eat detergent.
Yeah.
So the millennials just were instinctually, or it wasn't millennials who were eating Tide Pods, it was Gen Z, right? Anyway.
Gen
they,
Z,
they
those
were,
idiots eating Tide Pods.
Naturally,
trying
yeah,
to get
they,
a
they,
high
they,
off of.
Maybe they couldn't help it. Maybe they're just something deep in their genes sends something coming, and the reason it's not affecting young people is because they were around enough people eating detergent.
Yeah, you know what? I love this new conspiracy theory that Gen Z will not be affected in the least by coronavirus because of all the Tide Pods they ate. Yeah, 100%. I believe it.
I just had a terrifying thought. Like what if they're all communicating, like, on the, like, their version of AOL Instant Messenger? like we just don't know about it because we're old now?
Yeah.
Like, so they're all on, like, who's a mole? What's it?
They're on TikTok. They're on TikTok.
I know about TikTok. So it's got to be newer. It's got to be more youthful than that.
They were on the new Heaven's Gate app.
Remember Heaven's Gate with the upside-down purple triangle?
I heard Heaven's Gate's making a comeback. Like, of all the things to make a comeback, I would think that one was pretty low on the list, but...
Oh, no, we're going to all go into the Hail of Taylee's Comet. I'll go in the tail of Haley's comment.
There's some hip-hop artist talking about Heaven's Gate. Is that what it is?
Oh, some Heaven's Gate was the cult in San Diego in, I believe, 2005 or 2006 that all killed themselves in a house in Del Mar or La Jolla. I can't remember which, but it was in San Diego because I lived there. And there were like 58 of them or something, and they all wore black, and they put little hoods over their faces, and they had upside-down purple triangles. And I remember specifically because for Halloween that year, a bunch of my friends went as the Heaven's Gators.
Nice. And they were always wearing like matching sneakers.
Yes,
like
matching sneakers. Yes.
Kinds, right?
Yeah. Their sneaker game was on point. They were definitely they were definitely sneakerheads.
I mean, their whole fit was like new and fresh. Like
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't use like a special Hermes scarf. You know, like a good, like a nice silk scarf over their faces. Like a nice, you know.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be funny if there was like. It was if there was more access, more specific.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to space, like I feel like he just like flipped through like whatever catalogs he had laying around and just picked the most futuristic things available at the time. Except for maybe the shoes. The shoes are pretty basic, but like the rest of it was pretty, you know, tracksuit. I mean, like if you're gonna be on a spaceship, like whatever.
Well, it wasn't even
or the probe.
It wasn't even a spaceship. I don't think. I think it was that they're. Their souls would live forever in the tail of the comet. Somehow their energy would be.
Well, there was a spaceship behind the comet.
Oh, there was a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a spaceship behind the comet, but you're right. They weren't physically there. They
transcended their physical bodies. Yeah.
When your soul departs, and will follow you into the dark.
Aww, you know, that's my favorite song.
Do you like Death Cab for Cutie? I mean, maybe that was written about the Heaven's Gators. That was in 2007 or something.
Ooh, topical.
Yeah, I know. So long ago. I remember everything from the thousands. Oh, I'm so old. Tell us what the 80s were like, Pam. Tell us what the 80s were like. I don't remember.
Well, Tyler, can you tell us a joke?
The joke that I had written down, I was trying to look for it while I had you guys talking.
Oh, okay. Well, knock, knock, knocking on Heaven's Gate.
Knock, knock, who's there? Heaven's Gate, Heaven's Gate's who? No, we didn't believe in God. We're in the alien ship.
Oh.
Oh.
No need for doors.
Maybe you guys can, I found my note. Maybe you guys, because I'm not sure, it might already be hack.
It might already be hack? You haven't even said it yet. How is that possible?
I don't listen to a lot of comedy, and so I'm not sure if it's like something that like I scrolled past on a Wednesday or if it's something that entered my brain. But so it's funny seeing like all these like well-to-do like middle class like good childhood like millennials who are now like getting a little like so some of them who are getting a little bunny in like adopting dogs from shelters and like the like better the upbringing the like more terrible of a dog they get and like them not realizing that like the same spectrum that exists for humans, like between like well-to-do middle class schmo and like can't keep it together, like schizophrenic on the like in the streets, like that same spectrum exists for dogs. And so they've, you know, invited the equivalent of like a street hardened hooligan into their house. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
So you're just telling us the premise for your joke.
Oh yeah, it's not the joke. That's just the premise.
Okay.
Inviting
a street hardened criminal into your house. Oh, I get it. So it's like you're a foster parent, and you're taking in a junior hire that smokes dope, and fucking shoots heroin. Smokes heroin off
I'm
of foil, oxys.
Juggles
I'm picturing
knives.
More like
juggles
like Chad knives. And Kelly are like oh like let's do like you know I've seen on the internet the hashtags are saying that we need to adopt a dog, not buy one from a breeder. And then they go down into this like world that they have no idea know exists, and these spectrums that they have no idea know exists. And then they like bring home a crackhead equivalent of a dog.
Right. Yeah, that could be funny. Sure.
So I think it's like physical and like I've got to become the anthropomorphized dog, like as the crackhead, like. Like, good job, Brad. This awesome. All it does is howl at you, like, every time you, like, make food and make, like, intense I've seen some shit eye contact and then piss in the corner. It has those two.
Smoking his foil. Yeah, you got to have something like he's smoking greenies off of foil in the corner. Like, he doesn't smoke weed. He's got, like, his. There's got to be something there.
Shiny.
There's got to be. I'm catching what you're throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a comic? What do you do? Why have I never met you?
So I have been doing open mics I started a little over a year ago up in Sacramento, going 1 to 3 times a week, and there was a couple dry spots where I maybe missed a week or two, and then I went abroad for almost 4 months, and it was in Spain. I thought there was going to be a lot more. I thought I was going to be at a different part of the island that spoke a lot more English, but so there was no opportunity. And then I came back to Oakland, and I've been here and doing open mics in Oakland at Penelope Bricks. Pancake's been showing me where to go and been it was cool. I thought I was coming to a place that wouldn't remember me, and first time looking for microphones I've run into a dude on the back.
Well, right on. So how many years have you been doing this?
A little over a year.
Oh, okay. So you're
so
super baby.
New.
You're super baby.
I'm an open micer who makes notes and, you know.
Oh, we all are. Don't get it twisted. I'm still an open micer, too. I mean, I've been doing it for 9 years, but I'm just an open micer. I mean, that's what we're all doing.
Respect.
Yeah, well, so I'm glad that that this exists.
Thanks.
I mean, I definitely feel like a Catholic who hasn't been to confession. People need to hear something.
Yeah.
Is this terrestrial or is this like?
No, it's it streams live on mutinyradio.fm. We also have a free app that's available from the iTunes store. You just look up Mutiny Radio and then you can have access to everything. Everything's free. Everything's free speech. We don't have any ads on our website. We don't charge for anything because I'm a stupid weirdo socialist that's like, oh, free speech is important and money's just little pieces of paper that flow through my hands. So.
Yeah.
That's how things work around here. You can always, hey, if you guys are listening right now, you can always press that donate button on the side of mutinyradio.fm. We have a GoFundMe happening right now. We also have a Venmo. It's just plain old Mutiny Radio. Mutiny Radio, all lowercase.
Yeah,
you can give us money. We love that.
Podcast ideas I'm trying to get off the ground. And I hope that, like, all of the frustrated comics and artists there are, like, taking this as an opportunity to, like, you know, develop more ways to reach their audience, build more websites and podcasts. And I know it's personally like, you know, pulling my own teeth trying to make something on the computer happen. But
yeah, what happens when the electricity goes out? Oh, I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked for like this isn't even like a baby apocalypse. This is like, oh, this is like a baby apocalypse. We're like, oh, we have to stay in our homes. We're too divided from one another and I just can't handle it. But like if the electricity went out and all this shit was going down, then it would be looting in the streets, and people will be losing their fucking minds.
I got a lot
minds.
Of old PG&E. Neighbors. They would go pretty quick because they're. I think several of my neighbors are plugged in. And
plugged in like they have renal failure or something, and if they don't have their dialysis, they're gonna die.
Something along those. I don't know. They look like they need to be plugged in.
Well, then they should have already died when there was the PG&E heat wave power outages.
That's. I was actually thinking about that. We're really lucky that coronavirus here didn't happen during the summer.
That was a test.
Well, if it was during the summer in Chicago, there's a lot of people who don't have air conditioning, and if you had to stay in your house the whole time, there would just be old people dying just from, like, suffocation and heat.
Oh, yeah.
And
just,
not
just
from
cooking.
Any kind of crazy virus or what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's kind of nuts. It's steadily ramping up, and, yeah.
You want to take to the streets, Tyler?
No, apparently you're supposed to do the opposite of that.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to cower in fear under the covers and never come out again.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I think, like, reasonable airlocking practices, because so now we know it takes, 4 days. So, like, I mean, if a group of people lock themselves in a room for 4 days and they're not showing any symptoms, then they're good to do whatever.
Are we there? I thought it was incubation. I thought it had an incubation time of 14 days.
So I'm certainly not an expert, and everything I say should be checked. But the expert I listened to on the Joe Rogan podcast, 2 hours ago, was saying something along the lines of, you're contagious before you're showing symptoms, and then you, but people are showing symptoms, after 4 days of contact with being in contact. So if you're not showing symptoms after 4 days, after a period of not being in contact with somebody, then you should be good.
4 days?
Yeah.
I thought it was 14.
That's what I thought. I know.
No, yeah. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 4. So, but that seems like an important number to double check.
God, that is very important.
Yeah.
Let me look right now.
Pancake's gonna do a little spelunking on the internet. Honestly, I feel like as long as they've kept us pretty quiet and placated here with our internet, and if the internet goes down, that's when everyone's gonna fucking lose their mind. Because a lot of people don't, like, there's a lot of creative people, I think, that are using this time to create new work and to do things and all kinds of stuff, and they're thinking about this kind of in a different way. But if you don't necessarily have a creative outlet and you don't have your work anymore and you're not allowed to go to work and you're left to your own devices, and then suddenly Netflix is gone, I mean,
or ironically,
what are they going
to
do?
To your own devices.
Yeah, that happened. But people don't know how to knit. Or, like, for me, I was like, oh, I sewed a new patch on a hat. And, like, if worse came to worse and there was no fucking Netflix, no big deal. I would just sew it.
I don't know. I'm optimistic. I've seen some cool stuff. I've seen a lot of board game pajama parties. I saw something really. I definitely am not inclined to be optimistic about things. But what I've seen has been generally positive. I haven't experienced this level of, like, we're all in it together in a long time. Which, I mean, because this is generally unique, because this is global news that is, like, local. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is, like, it's all over the world, but it's also, like, in every interaction. And that same conversation is being had, all in same concerns are being shared all over the world, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, absolutely.
I don't know if specifically that has ever happened on that scale.
Well, none of this, nothing like this has ever happened. I mean, I'm 45. I've lived on the earth longer than most people, most comedians that still do this bullshit. And this has never happened. There's never been a, you can't leave your house. You can sort of leave your house. Watch out. Maybe you can leave your house. Oh, no, we might have martial law. We don't have martial law. We're taking away your civil. I mean, we've taken away civil liberties before. But now it's like, excuse me? We can't group in more than 10 people, and
well, that's not being, it's not illegal from what I've seen. I mean, so these are ordinances, like, and I don't know, like, I mean, it's, I mean, that's kind of what the government's there to do in this case. I mean, this isn't, I mean, I don't see, I mean, I
okay, can I break in here?
Please.
Like what government is being concerned with moment, and it's not like, you know, how to, you know, pull a coup on the people. It's how to, what to do with a global interconnected economy that's screeching to a halt in weeks. They're more concerned with, like, how do we survive? How do we not turn this virus into an economic depression?
It's a little late for that. We're adding another $1.5 trillion to our debt.
Oh, God.
So how far can we push this thing?
It's a really complicated thing that I've worked really hard to try and wrap my head around, and it's tied up with it's not like they can just like say, here, give us your money, or time to pay up, like it's kind of, it's one vague representation of how much like intertangled there is, how much trade, how much credit, how much. I don't know. Countries with that much debt with each other typically don't go to war, which is a good thing.
Tyler, there needs to be a retraction real quick, because people can show symptoms between 2 and 14 days after exposure. So
according to?
Fucking everyone, dude. fucking Google wouldn't put it on their front page. And it wouldn't be in, like, 3 or 4 articles under it just from today.
I'm sure
so.
You can find 3 or 4 articles that it raises the dead.
Jeez, dude. Like, and they say Reuters, and they say Gizmodo. BuzzFeed.
I would go with something like Mayo Clinic or something .gov.
Well, please don't add to the fake news. Just need hard facts.
Only real news. Actually, I've been spreading so many conspiracy theories. I'm like, oh, everything's true. Nothing's true.
Well, those are theories. Those are not fake facts. Not like 12 people died in the Bay Area, you know, and no one's died in the Bay Area, but actually 11 people on last count for me.
In the Bay Area?
In the Bay Area.
All right.
Dead. Oh,
11. We're finally starting to climb up the ranks here.
In jest. We're all in jest here.
Well, I mean, yes, absolutely. I don't want people to die. That's terrible. But also, it seems like if people aren't, like, contracting it and dying, what the fuck are we all on lockdown for? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like, I kind of want to be like, show me that it's important. And maybe that makes me a dick. Like, I'm an American. Show me that why we should stay inside and not do stuff. And it's like, I'm just not seeing. I mean, maybe we're going to see it this week, that there's this doubling of cases, this tripling of cases. That
and 19, from 19 on last count to 321.
What? In our Bay Area?
Exposed and confirmed. not deaths,
right.
But
no, just wow.
Yeah.
It's gonna, like, so I think we're just surprised and taken off guard because we don't know what government action looks like, and this is what government action looks like. I mean, the experts have known apparently since December.
Or since, if you listened to us earlier, since October, because Pancake was playing this podcast that was talking about the medical quarantine, and that they had run situations, they had run fake, like, war games, basically, on this last October, that they were doing,
well,
like,
I
what would happen
if
this happened?
If exercises like that weren't routine.
Wait, I didn't hear
I
that.
I would hope they were, in fact.
Right. And they were, and we just, now we're like, oh, look at what they were doing back then, but they're still not, oh, I don't know. I honestly, I don't, at this point, I don't know what's real and what's not. And I feel like
months before it, we have a pandemic. They're talking about this. This is reminiscent of the Dark Winter experiment, where they conducted another think tank, and they had people talk about what if there was an anthrax outbreak, and then months after that, you know, the things that happened after 9/11.
Oh,
well, that's kind of like I get a weekly checkup, and like then the week I get a checkup, I get sick.
The metaphor here is us as a body and us as the United States. And so we went to the doctor and went to the doctor and went to the doctor, and suddenly we went to the doctor this week and we're like, oh shit, I got it.
So, yeah. That's the quality of having, like, you know, or like having any sort of like proactive elements of medical development, or I mean that's how the military works. I mean,
you know,
they don't sit at home and then they don't like do some push-ups and then go to war.
I'm not after proactive. I'm after broactive. And what I'm saying is I need some more military. I need some more push-ups. I need some proactive government right now to take away the virus.
It's funny. I've actually heard like a weird amount of people like being into that, or like I mean I'm not pro or against, but it would be a trip being out on the streets and me, Humvees and tanks.
I've been hearing, maybe because there's less vehicles on the roadway, but all I feel like I hear is sirens.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Sirens.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. I don't think I'm hearing more sirens. I think I noticed the sirens for the first time.
Sure.
Like, I'm not used to noticing sirens, but now I give.
Because of the absence of everything
of
else, you're hearing the proclivity of sirens.
Right. And now that there's just like a little bit of heightened anxiety, like normally you're just like. And it's something that might be affecting. Like normally, like when you just like, oh, that's some old fucker, or like whose time's come, or some drunk person who will be fine, or some.
Yeah, now's the time to drunk drive. No one gives a fuck.
No.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. Don't anybody drunk drive ever. Don't do it. Don't get a DUI right now. That's like the worst time. But
this
still
is the worst time, right? You want to get a DUI in like the fall.
Well, actually, now's not a bad time to get a DUI because you wouldn't go to jail because there's no more cases happening. Like,
and they're not allowed to detain
and
you.
Yeah, you can't.
The system's overwhelmed. Commit crime.
Yeah, if there's any time to get a DUI, like, now's the time because they're not going to put you in jail. There's nowhere to put you. So, which I don't know even if that's true because I was reading about they're making some choices with civil liberties and what's happening with people that are already in jail. Like, this is the perfect time if you just posted bail. Like, if you got a DUI and you went and you pled no contest and you posted whatever, now's the time because they're not going to – the courts are closed. You don't have to do with shit. I was worried about my taxes. I was like, do we have to do taxes this year?
Yeah, the funding of the taxes is pushed back, but you still have to file by the deadline.
Getting it done.
The filing, they did say, I mean, yeah, they have the deadline, but they're going towards July 15th.
Sweet. July 15th. Well, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it in by April, but still.
I too will do my taxes.
Yep, it's time. There's like 1 week left in this month, and then I get re-upped on my food stamps. Thank God.
Yeah, and all this free money that we're getting from the government is depending on how much.
Yeah, so all the free money we're getting from the government is dependent upon your 2018 tax return. So for those who didn't have a 2018 tax return, you're fucked.
Who confirmed that?
My dad. My dad confirmed that in Arizona.
Okay.
My Republican father.
It's not solid.
It's not necessarily solid, but he did send me a funny joke where it said, hey, the government's going to give you $700 a week if you clink on this link. And I clicked on the link, and it was a monkey. It was a monkey giving me the finger. My dad sent me a picture of a gorilla giving me the finger. And I was like, you know what, that makes sense, because I only make $1,000 a month, so there's no way that the government's going to be giving me $700 a week when I only make $1,000 a month at the radio station. So, anyway. Tyler Scott, any last words? Drop the gems, baby, before we end it up.
No pressure. Well, you know, stay hydrated, wash your hands, and, you know, if it's been 4 days, have lots of consensual sex.
Oh, is that what it is? Pearls before swine. Pearls before swine.
Yeah.
No swine flu, just pearls before swine. This is different. This is not H1N1.
No, but
this is something completely different.
Swine did kind of...
But the swine did trample the pearls, and you dropped your pearls there, which is 4 days consensual sex. Bring on... The Oakland orgy, is that what you're looking for? Is everybody, you're going to...
14 days.
The yeah, none orgy. Of this four-day shit. Don't listen to Tyler. 14 days.
Oh, yeah.
No symptoms.
And if you can corn torch.
Consensual sex.
If you feel symptoms and they're really bad, go to the hospital or call an ambulance. Let's not be heroes and let's not fall into this fear.
Let's not be heroes. Just for one day.
Because people are going to the hospital for nothing. For nothing. And then they're getting sick. Like you said.
Well, be safe. Tyler, thanks for calling in and being rad and closing out Joke Workshop here on Mutiny Radio.
Thank you, Tyler.
This was a great Monday. We had four comics work on jokes. We had Tyler come in and give us misinformation and then turn us around with information. And be all esoteric and shit. I hope to meet you in real life sometime.
Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you calling in, buddy.
I'll
be posting this online, although I heard a terrible fake news rumor that Facebook's going to make us start paying tomorrow. That was all fake. That's fake news.
Gotta be
it's
fake.
Not
crazy. Be right now.
He's gone. He left us. Thanks, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Goodbye.
It's what, it that you know, we should all listen to Bob Marley. Every little thing is going to be all right. We're going to be fine. Or we're not. Whatever. I'm fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
For now.
There's a great song by a band called the Wyatt Act. And Guinevere Q and Jay Sun and Breakfast Be Breakfast. And it's... Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and I hope that you have a nice day. And then they sing this really great song. Look up, they're on Spotify or SoundCloud or whatever. Guinevere Q, no big fucking deal. And both with Sunk, S-U-N-Q, and with the Wyatt Act. Great, great bands, local bands here. Look them up and listen to them in your quarantine. Hey, have a good night, everybody. Thanks for calling in to Mutiny Radio. Thanks for being a part of the Joke Workshop. Give us money, mutinyradio.fm. Hit that GoFundMe button or Venmo, just straight up Mutiny Radio, just those two words. Thanks, Pancake.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks for being here.
Everyone wash your hands.
Everybody wash your hands. I don't know if I'm going to be back tomorrow. I know that Bughouse Square will be live. Well, they won't be live. I'll be here playing a version. He's doing it at home. And then he's going to send it to me, and then I'm going to play it live during his spot, so you'll get a new Bughouse Square tomorrow, which is exciting. And then Pop Off with Bear T, he's definitely here from 8 to 10, which is very exciting. So I don't know if I'll be here during the day. We'll see. But if not, listen into the things at night. I'll be back for sure on Wednesday from noon to 4 with the AltaCast and Some Call Me Tim for people to call in, and then also to give you guys the news on what's happening. Hey, go tell someone a joke on the phone or something. I guess not in person because breathing on people is bad.
Thank you for all listening. Right.
Thanks for listening to Mutiny Radio. Bye.
Bye.
Not a fan.
Every little thing's gonna be all right. Don't worry.
I know I got a I really do.
Thank you.
right, everybody. It is Monday. It's 6 o'clock. You might or might not be listening to Mutiny Radio, or you're listening to the podcast. It's the Joke Workshop here on Mutiny Radio every Monday from 6 to 8. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. Comedians are going to get up here. They're going to do 4 minutes of time, and then they're going to get critiqued by a panel of their comedian peers. And if you remember, if you're going to feed someone a shit sandwich, at least make the bread taste good. Be kind and helpful, and listen to their jokes. Yay! All right, your first comedian of the night, very, very helpful, came to me in my hour of distress today to deal with the chicken, and good time. So thanks to Ethan Albers, and right now, your first comedian is Ethan Albers!
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, I had nothing else going on. That's the life of a man who lives on a bus. It was that or YouTube videos about building sustainable homes. I'm being serious. I watch a lot of videos about sustainable homes. Anybody have any questions about sandbag houses? Earth bag houses? I could...
Corncob houses.
Corncob. You like those houses? Cool houses. Yeah. Hay bale houses? Yeah. Rad. Good. Good talk. This is great.
The best sustainable house.
What climate? What climate are you living in, Avery?
San Francisco.
There's no such thing as a sustainable house in San Francisco. So.
Well.
Touche.
I live.
Tulsa. Huh? Tulsa has a good comedy scene. This is a great 4 minutes. Like I, all right, we're gonna go down the road. I recently found out about this Throwback Thursday. You kids like on the internet. It's like a Throwback Thursday, and I wonder if there's somebody out there in the world who has learned about Throwback Thursday and gets really excited and goes, yeah, on Thursdays, man. Thursdays are the day we get to use the N-word again. Thursdays are the day. I'm surprised that's not what Throwback Thursday is. I'm surprised we don't use it for something else like that. Just like, yeah, dude, today I burned the Greyhound bus outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Hashtag Throwback Thursday. No? All right. A little too risky. Today I rejected some man of color from going to a voting booth. Hashtag Throwback Thursday. So fucking bad. That's such a bad premise. So bad. Oh, man. I had a humbling weekend last weekend. It was a week before. I found out not all mountains are volcanoes. I thought all mountains were volcanic. Avery, do you understand that? Do you not understand this?
Yeah, no, I have not
been. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Mr. Avery over in the corner. I grew up in Portland. Mount Hood, volcanic. Mount St. Helens, volcanic. Why would I assume otherwise? Here's the thing, it's all the places I haven't been going because of volcanic mountains. Tahoe, haven't gone to Tahoe because of volcanoes. Nope, no mountain, I haven't gone to Tahoe. That's a lie, I've been to Tahoe, it's lovely. Honk, honk. Awesome. No, I want to hear critiques. I'm mainly here for critiques. I'm not really here for the telling of the jokes. More of the rambling. Seeing how my brain works. What are we gonna end on? Okay, I got one. This will eat some shit, but we'll go ahead and do it. I had a moment the other day where I was like, maybe I gotta get my shit together. So here's the thing, you know, me making most of my money off like under the table, legally, but under the table. I'm not selling drugs, internet, not a drug dealer. I do not want you. Like, So I managed to get myself on some EBT money, just like some extra like organic food. It's my organic food money. That's how I bought it. I'm on it. Here's the thing. You ignore their call. They just turn that shit off. They just like cancel it on you. I didn't know this. Did not know this. So they called me up a couple of days back, and I answered it. And I happened to be going into a Jack in the Box drive-thru. So I stopped and I backed it up at a parking lot, South Berkeley. And I'm there. And there's, I'm in this white Volvo I have for sale, if anybody's interested. And there's another white Volvo, the exact car, next to me with this guy clearly living out of this, like, dirty, like, old hippie dude in his car. And I start, like, yelling at this, like, EBT lady who, like, speaks really broken English. I'm just, like, yelling, and he's just eating this, like, Jumbo Jack. And I hang up the phone after I complete what I need to do. And the man looks at me and goes, EBT office. Been there, man. Been there. Just, that was it. And I was like, dude, I got to get my shit together because we're in the same exact car. We met 30 years apart at the same Jack in the Box. Like, this is bad. All right, it's time.
His volume machine here right over the
Ethan Albers, getting his shit together.
Critiquing.
Right now on the panel, it looks like in front we have Mary Goss, but I don't think she's.
She would not listen.
She's just.
Stephanie Silverman. She always has good critique.
Okay, I love. You never hear jokes about sustainable houses, so I want you.
Oh, that wasn't a joke.
I'm encouraging you. I'm thinking you should explore that, and I thought of a joke. Like you didn't realize, you thought that hay bales were sustainable houses, but then you put your horse in it. Okay.
Hey.
The horse would eat the hay, and then you wouldn't have a house.
And the like, they would just eat it. and then with the volcanoes jokes, I like the story about that. Like, then you went to Tahoe, but then you were afraid to go to Tahoe because of volcanoes. But now it's there's like an avalanche. Then you got stuck in an avalanche.
I see that.
Like
I see that word on
like
play.
There's
yeah.
other things to be afraid of with
yeah.
mountains.
I actually did that joke, but I normally do it a lot different. That's okay. A lot funnier, I guess.
Also, Donner That's Party all. Is always fun to bring
what?
Up. The Donner Party is
That did happen
fun
on the way to Tahoe. Yeah, Lincoln Highway
yeah.
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so it's,
Donner
a,
Lake,
it's
yeah.
a fun thing to bring up cannibalism, too. I mean, you could be afraid of both volcanoes and cannibals.
I got to be honest. There's a couple things I don't joke about in life, and cannibals one, man. It fucking creeps me the fuck out. Like, eating another person, that, like,
wow.
Greg Gettle, critique my set real
quick. That's where he draws the line.
Real bad. Thank you for honesty.
All right.
What? I like the Throwback Thursday stuff.
Thank you.
Throwback Thursday to racism. All right. Hey, everybody, put your hands together and keep them clapping for Ethan Albers. Yay. All right, so I have to hold my finger up tonight because I'm trying to keep it above my heart, so it does not mean I'm giving you the minute. The minute is the horn. When you hear this, that means you have a minute. I'm just going to be holding my finger up. Just ignore it, okay? It's the only time that's going to happen. All right, your next comedian is a wonderful young gentleman. He's never going to be a meth head. Really, that was what we learned out on the street today is he's never going to be a meth head. Put your hands together, everybody, for Connor Doherty.
Probably. Not a good influence.
You want me to open my mouth while I chew too?
No, stop talking during my set, Stefan. No! You keep doing that. You're a comic. You know how this works. I don't think that's how you pronounce that. Yeah, haven't you seen the South Park where you get Asperger's? He doesn't have a TV. All right, you two fight it out, but not during my set. I had new jokes to talk about. I was thinking about skydiving recently. I'm very scared of heights. I've never been skydiving. I never will because I'm a pussy. I was thinking about it, though. If I were in the plane, I would probably do some combination of pee myself, throw up, and start crying. But then I was thinking about it, and it's like if you only do one of those things, you're just a pussy. If you do all three of those things, like, it's sad. No, if you do two of those things, it's sad. Three, I fucked it up. Anyway, the point of this joke was if I were in a plane and about to go skydiving, and, like, you can't really force yourself to throw up or I can't, and I also can't force myself to start crying. But if those are the two out of the three that I had started doing, I would just complete the trifecta and pee myself, because then everyone would be like, whoa, this guy's hardcore. Good talk, everyone. I was hanging out in San Diego this weekend, and I met this SoCal skimboarder, surfboarder bro. He gave me mushrooms, and he had on the inside of his forearm, prominently displayed just below his slightly too short t-shirt, it said Memento Mori, which means, what is it, like reminder of death or something like that? Remember? Yeah. Anyway, I knew the gist of it. I didn't know what it literally translated to. But I just wanted to be like, dude, some of us don't need a tattoo to remind us that we're going to die. Like, some of us just think about it constantly and don't, like, flaunt it. Like, I wish that I was at a place in my life where I could use my constantly thinking about death to, like, impress others. You know, like, put it on my body somewhere. Look at me. Reckon with me. This is also not a joke, just something that happened. I was talking to this guy. This was actually several years ago, but I was thinking about it recently, and he was talking about, he was in college, and he was talking about being at this party, and he's like, yeah, I just started fornicating with this girl in the hallway. And I was like, I don't think you know what fornicating means. My grandpa was the mayor of a small town in Wisconsin. He decided to run the day before the election as a write-in candidate. This is how small the town is. Like, he was able to do that and then get elected. And the one law that he made while he was in office, or at least the only one I've ever heard about, is that he made it so that all of the bars need to be on the same side of the road so that the drunks don't try to cross the street. Which is, like, kind of brilliant. Especially in a small town where, like, they just, you know, they don't, like, everything that's wrong with it is just going to stay wrong with it. And everything that works fine, like, you can't really fuck it up. So it's just, like, new laws at this point are basically cosmetic. But I feel like that one has actually saved a life in the over the course of, like, the 30 years since he's been mayor. It's still true. All the bars are still only on one side of the road in Cumberland, Wisconsin. Those are my ancestors. I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah, I had another joke. Does anybody remember my Spy Dad's bit that I gave up on?
Is that the one with the weird word?
Yeah, they start a cover band called Extraordinary Rendition, which is a great pun. Anyway, once you get into the guys in the cover band playing Extraordinary Rendition, the additional tag to it is they play Jimmy Buffett songs, and then you say, it's 5 o'clock in a secret prison somewhere.
Colette can come.
Connor Doherty. All right. We have comments from people. It looks like Ethan Albers. It looks like Stephanie Silverman's there. I also have a couple cute things.
Cool. I guess I'll go first, speaking on behalf of the audience. What's fornication?
Are you kidding?
It's a volcano.
That makes sense.
It's fucking, Ethan. Fucking. Yeah. It's like the Bible word. It's the Bible word for sex for pleasure.
Okay. The best thing out of that was the grandpa thing, the true story mayor thing. That's funny.
Thank you.
That's very, very original. Funny. Don't change it. Just
he's dead. I can't undo it. So,
yeah, that was definitely very funny. Can you expand that? Like, so you could start with the premise of like your family accepts people as they are, because you know, he's accepting that people are drunk, but he's like putting a Band-Aid on it. Just don't cross the street. Like, what else could they do? Like, maybe that's something your family does.
Yeah, I have a whole other thing about that side of the family and how they're rednecks and.
But they're good at heart. They want to save drunks.
No, they're not.
Do they pee their pants? I was trying to think of a way to put together all of that.
He did when he was like 90, but that's not really funny. That's
But the pee pants in the beginning, and then if you're talking about drunk people and your family and you have pee pants problems, I was trying to think of a way for you to like bridge everything together. And I thought that, especially when you said just out of nowhere, reckon with me. It's like so funny because you don't look like a person that would be in a fight. You look like the guy that's going to pee your pants. So like if you could do that sort of whole like keep going around to that, like I'm this, you know, I don't know. I don't like to use the word pussy because I feel like that demeans pussies, which are really strong and amazing things. But the other thing that I thought was funny was
strong and amazing thing.
Okay, then maybe that's fair. But the other thing the other thing that made me laugh was good talk, everyone. That's like a great thing to throw around whenever you want. It was really funny. Like if you don't get a laugh and you just say good talk, everyone. Like I thought that was a great back pocket maneuver.
What did the guy think that fornicating meant? Did he just like conversating?
It's unclear. I think maybe he thought it was like making out or something.
Maybe he was fucking her.
John Gallagher has a question about fornicating.
That's what I was gonna say. How do you know he wasn't fucking her?
Yeah, maybe he was.
Yeah, people fuck places.
And hallways all the time. Yeah. Zach Wilde, under stairs.
Yeah, there's John Gallagher on stairs.
I also thought it must have meant something else because of that.
And Zach Wilde at the same time.
With Zach Wiseman?
I got something now. For your Wisconsin joke, it'd be funny if like the bars were on one side, but then like yoga studios were on both sides because you want them to get hit by cars because Wisconsin's not a very healthy place. Something like that.
Noted.
Like a fruit thing. What's a smoothie place?
Jamba Juice.
Yeah, like a Jamba Juice. They're like scattered all in corners.
Okay.
Allison, did you have a thing?
Yeah, on that same idea, I was thinking like your grandpa realized it was a real problem because you guys were losing all the drunks in town, mm-hmm. which was like a big decline in your population.
That's funny right there.
That is funny. It's better than yours, Greg.
All right. It's clap, good end. Clap wildly. That was Connor Doherty. Yay! Oh, all right. Your next meeting. Hey, guys, there's chicken. Eat the chicken. Eat the chicken. Sacrifice for the chicken. There's Paminade on it. It's like a Pam marinade. That's why it's so salty. It's all my blood. It's the hemoglobin. Delicious. All right, your next comedian is a very funny man. He runs a great open mic. He runs an open mic on Tuesdays that now has a front light, which is fucking amazing. He is an amazing host, though, and he makes it work every week, and I always have a good time there when I go. Put your hands together. It's Greg Gettle.
If you like to wear pants, all right. It would be nice if you would take...
Cool. All right. How are we doing? So I was walking through San Francisco like all day on Saturday. It was about like, I don't know, like 12 hours to walk around the city just kind of taking things in. And like walking through the city is like taking acid because like it takes forever. And after you're over, after it's done, you're like, why aren't people better? Like that's just all I felt. And I was walking to Target to get a vacuum cleaner because I'm officially domesticated. And there's this homeless man who's like, yay, hi, lengthy white dude. And like, when I first saw him, he was yelling at this black guy. And have you ever like walked in on a confrontation and knew instantly that the white guy definitely just said the N-word? Like, that's what happened. And then he started pushing people. He's walking, he's pushing people, slapping people. There's this guy on a bicycle, he's riding by. The guy slaps the guy in the chest on the bike. And then he runs away, and the guy on the bike was just like, huh. And he's like, what should I do? And then he turned around, and then he like bolted towards the homeless guy. And he cuts the homeless guy off. He's like, why the fuck did you hit me? Why are you screaming at him? And all of a sudden, this man, he's a Hispanic man, face tattoo, cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And he had this pit bull on the leash. You know who I'm talking about, right? We've all seen him. And he goes up to the guy. He's like, I fucking saw what you did. But what happened was he was getting mad at the homeless man that was slapping everybody. And he was like, I got your fucking cop right here. And he had the pit bull, and the pit bull was like trying to bite him. And he followed him for two blocks and chased him away. And I felt like any other time I've seen people like this, you know, the guy with the face tattoo, I always thought, run away. Like, that guy's the worst. But this time, he was the fucking hero. And, like, I felt nothing but bliss. Like, I was like, society made sense to me again. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need cops. I hate people, is what I'm saying. I just got so mad at him because I was like, we live in a society, you don't hit people, and you should be, I mean, I would say murdered, like, but I don't run worlds or cities. Yeah. Anyone else have a drinking problem in the crowd? Anyone? Yeah, we got a couple in the audience. Yeah, I was at work today sweating because. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I should do a little Googling, you know, and see if maybe I should think about quitting drinking. And have you guys ever read, like, these questionnaires? Like, I think they invented them for you, Ethan. But no, like, they always, like, have all these questions about, like, if you answer yes to, like, 60% of these, then you probably have a drinking problem. And about, like, about eight of them down, I was like, I think you have a drinking problem if you say yeah, but to every question. like yeah, but, like, there's hypothetical. Like, yeah, but, okay. Like, for example, I have them all printed out. All right, here's some couples. Do you sometimes feel uncomfortable if alcohol is not available? And it's like, yeah, but, like, what, am I hanging out with children? Like, why is there not... Why is there not alcohol around, man? Have you been having more memory blackouts recently? But you're like, yeah, but that's also could be due to old age. You know what I mean? Like, all right, first one's funnier. Okay. Do you usually have a reason for the occasions when you drink heavily? But it's like, yeah, but also, like, can't anything be a special occasion? Like I got to hang out with Ethan tonight. Let's celebrate. You know what I mean? Like... It's all about your perspective, is what I'm saying. And throughout the rest of the mics, I'm going to go through all these questions and find out what works best. But thank you so much, guys.
All right. Looks like Ethan's first on the panel.
First one. The very last one you did about the reason for drinking. You could go, yeah, I host an open mic at home. Yeah. That's all I got.
That is a special occasion, man.
Yeah, I think that the yeah, but is definitely the strongest.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. What's happening, everybody? It is almost 4 o'clock. I can't wait to start the show. Wait a minute. That's not my theme song. Here it comes. Yeehaw! You guys, this is Will Brown. You're listening to Funny People, including Will Brown and Colleen McGrath's Kasibi! We're getting this show started with a little bit of music. My guest just arrived. I'm going to give her a snack, something to drink. We're going to